I'm here to tell you the tale of the epic caramel macchiato. Yesterday, at 3 o'clock, I decided to go to Starbucks to get a caramel macchiato because it was one of those days I was having an awful day. And all I wanted was a caramel macchiato. So I get in my car and I drive down a few blocks across town, something like that, to the Starbucks, and the lot is full because apparently there's a lot of people there, and each person brought 6 cars apiece, and the parking lot is the size of a leprechaun's butt, so no dice for me. I had to circle around. I go ahead and I circle around, and I find out that, you know, then the lot is all blocked up and there's some problems, and okay, so I circle around a second time, and I'm like, oh my god! So this third time that I actually come across the lot, I'm like, there's a spot. So I go into the spot and I find out, no, it's just a really small car. And oh crap, somebody has actually parked a van in the back, which is the turnaround spot. It's the only way to really get your car out. So I had to do a K-turn with my car with about 2 or 3 feet on either side of the car. I don't know how I did that. It just was scary. Some guy tried to rear end me because apparently people try to make quick right turns into this lot. It's terrible. So I just say, you know, once I get out, I'm like, okay, enough of that. I just want my coffee. So then I decide to go and pay for parking. Fine, not a problem. I'll go and pay. But oh, surprise! I do not have a quarter. I have a dime, I have a penny, I have a nickel, I have a Tyrannosaurus Rex and a Smurf, but I do not have a quarter. So I think, hey, maybe it'll take dimes. Back in the 90s, meters used to take dimes. So let's see. Okay, there's nothing written on the meter. So then I'm like, okay, I put the dime in. And yeah, the meter takes dimes. It just doesn't give you any time back for it. So I hope they're enjoying my dime, whoever it is that collects that. You can buy a yacht with that or something. I don't know. Maybe a yacht out of a machine. Anyway, I did not get my caramel macchiato. At this point, I had to turn around and go to work because I'd wasted so much time. I wanted to throw a fit. So then I went back in, and it was time to pick up my dinner order from the cafeteria. So I go and I pick up my dinner order, and the cashier apologizes to me and says, I'm sorry, I only have a few ones, and I have a ton of quarters. So I'm going to have to give you, like, $3 in quarters. And at that point, this point right here is when I knew my life is complete. Unfortunately, I didn't have enough time to go back and get my coffee. I had to go through meetings for the entire rest of the day, race home, and eat a late dinner. But in theory, my life is complete.